As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
to Wild and Crazy.
Athletic presents Hogan Johns.
Hogan for the win.
We're going to consistently put players in position to succeed. Most important piece is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
From CHGO, it's Adam Hogan.
I don't think that this is a full rebuild, but you definitely have to retool your roster.
And from The Athletic, it's Adam Johns.
Hey, what's up, Flus?
And we're going to have measurable ways for standards of performance every single rep, every single game.
Anyway, who cares?
Now, here they are, the Adams. Hogan Johns.
What's up? Welcome in, Hogan and Johns. Coming to you. Half of us are where we normally are. The other half is sitting in an airport terminal at LAX on the way home from Caleb Williams Pro Day today. It's been a fun day and some nice weather, Johnsy. And I think the Bears got their guy.
You think so? The reviews are that great? I got tons of questions for you.
Yeah.
I don't know where you want me to begin. How about this? Officially, how long are you in California for?
I mean, it's a little less than 24 hours from the time I landed. Maybe 22 hours? The time I landed, the time I'm heading back. Yeah, it's a quick trip, but we got everything we needed from USC today.
Okay, so bring us on campus. Set the scene for us. Like, what was the atmosphere like for our colleague Antonio Morales called it the most anticipated pro day at USC since Sam Darnold in a rainy 2018.
Yeah, that's funny because I heard others reference that that year where it was, and I think it was raining last year maybe during, because I heard multiple USC reporters talking about how it's like, oh, it's usually raining. And all we had today was a little bit of a marine layer coming in off the Pacific Ocean early, and then eventually the sun got that to lift, and by the time Caleb was throwing, it was beautiful weather outside.
A sign of things to come, right?
Yes, I think so. You know, as the marine layer lifted, and it's just nothing but
shining.
Sunny sides.
Here's the future franchise face of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Well, let's do this, Johns, because we didn't really do a ton of prep for this because I've been on such a short time, but I mean, I have everything from just what I thought about seeing Caleb live for the first time, Keenan Allen being there, the team's interactions really throughout the whole thing. Because I was paying really close attention to like what Ryan Poles, Matty Eberflus, who they were talking to, how they were handling all this stuff, when they talked to Carl Williams at one point. And then obviously the stuff Caleb had to say when it was all said and done. So that's kind of my run through of things we can talk on, and we can start wherever you want.
Well, let's start with the beginning. He takes the field, and one of the first people that Caleb Williams encounters is Keenan Allen, his brand new slot receiver. I know it's not official yet, but that had to be an interesting interaction to see.
Well, I don't know if you noticed this, but there was a minor slip-up from Caleb. I think when he was on NFL Network, where he was talking about Keenan Allen getting traded, and he said, and Keenan's here for a fourth-round pick. He like not here in Los Angeles, but like here on the Bears.
Yes, yes.
Like,
oh no, I got it. Like I got you.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a
Freudian little, slip,
little slip up of like, you know, I'm already thinking I'm a Chicago Bear a little bit. So, I didn't hear that live because I was obviously, you know, in person there. But I did have a couple people point that out to me. And yeah, I thought it was. I thought that was really cool. Look, Keenan Allen obviously lives in LA. He was on the Chargers literally at this time last week. So it's not like he flew across the country to like be at Caleb Williams Pro Day. But for him to still come out this morning, I don't know if the Bears asked him to be there. Maybe he did it on his own. He does have a relationship with Caleb. He hinted at that last week during his introductory press conference at Alice Hall. And then Caleb kind of took it a step forward. I kind of actually think Keenan was downplaying it a little bit because Caleb made it sound like, you know, they've talked a few times. They've known each other for a year now. And then Keenan just showing up in Bears swag. He had not only a Bears top, but also Bears
just
pants.
Just got it.
You know, and I have to think that was jarring for the Chargers contingent in hand to see Keenan Allen walk around in Bears swag.
Yeah, and then he's hanging out with Eberflus. This is Keenan Allen, right? And yes. Then, did I see this right? And according to the photographs, Keenan Allen also went up and said, did he say hi to Carl Williams as well?
Yes. So, Keenan and Ryan both kind of went over the around the same time. And this was also something I wanted to hit on because, you know, in some of my own reporting on this, on Carl specifically, I've had multiple sources, coaches in particular, talk about, yeah, Carl's around, but he stays out of the way. And look, there were so many people that were on the field today at the Pro Day that if Carl Williams wanted to be on the field, he easily could have been on the field. And I thought it was somewhat significant that, no, I'm over here in the stands. I'm staying out of the way. And like to the point that Ryan had to be directed over to him. Same thing when it was all said and done. It was actually Lincoln Riley who pointed out to Matt Eberflus where Carl was. There's actually video of him kind of pointing over in that direction, and then Matt Eberflus went over and shook his head. They talked for about 45 seconds or so before Matt left the, you know, the vicinity of the practice field. So, yeah, that all caught my eye. I thought that was very interesting. And I have to say, like, obviously I couldn't hear what their conversations were about. But the way in which they were interacting, it was either the first time they had ever met or
it's
one
I
wanted
to ask you. Yeah, okay.
I don't know for sure, but they didn't – it looked like an introduction. Maybe they've talked on the phone and this is the first time they've ever met in person. I don't know. And, again, I'm kind of speculating there. I don't know the full answer. But they did not talk like people that have, like, you know, that had dinner together last night or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, so, but there was a dinner last night or Monday night.
Yes.
I don't know what type
quick
of
shout
timeline.
Out, by the way, my buddy and colleague here does such a great job. Nicholas Moriano is next to me, and he just handed me this awesome tripod to mount this camera on. So now we're like a real professional. Everyone wants to say hi to Nick.
Nick's been working out. I can see.
Oh, yeah, of course. There we go. Now we're looking good. Here we go.
Stable. All right, so but the Bears got in Monday night, right? There was
yes.
dinner with teammates, apparently. Like this.
Yes.
So this was like a full-blown fact-finding mission by the Bears. And I'm not surprised by it. Like, I would have expected as much. Or even, like, sometimes they have the pro day. They have dinner after pro day. We hear stories like this all the time. But apparently they got ahead of things and got to know Caleb for a couple days in a row here.
Yeah. So I knew about the dinner that happened. I'll give Brad Biggs some credit on the little nugget about other teammates being there. I didn't get that part. So, you know, good on Brad for getting that. Apparently it was a dinner with the Bears, Caleb Williams, and some of his teammates so they could get a better idea of how he actually interacts with teammates. And then yesterday, so that's a little abnormal. Like dinner the night before pro day would be more normal. Coming out 2 days ahead of it, having the dinner two nights ago, and then actually spending time yesterday on the campus, kind of treating it, as I understand it, like sort of more of the stuff you do on the 30 visit back at the facility, where you're going, you know, we're going through meetings, we're talking about whiteboard, way more time than you have at the NFL Combine on those shortened meetings. So yeah, the Bears definitely took advantage of this opportunity. And by the way, that's not just the Bears kind of scheduling out 2 days in advance. That's also Caleb Williams and his team saying, hey, look, they're coming here 2 days before the actual pro day is happening. This isn't just going to be like, because remember, he's training in Jacksonville. He was at the Players Championship last weekend. You know, I don't exactly know when he flew back to LA, but from what I understand and talking to a couple sources on this, like, it's part of the rescheduling or scheduling of some of this stuff. Part of the reason why it's been a little bit of a headache is just because Caleb has so many obligations and he has a team of people scheduling this stuff for him. So when he's asked, like we asked him after the pro day was over, you know, when are you taking your 30 visit to Chicago? And he says, I don't know. He might literally not know because somebody else is handling this stuff for him.
Yeah. Like what other obligations, I guess, like, beyond like training, other appearances? Is that what's going on?
I don't know specifically what they are, but I just understand his schedule is pretty busy. I mean, I'm sure they're channeling, even though it seems like it's fairly obvious he's going to be a Chicago Bear, I still think other teams are trying to get him to take some visits.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know on the marketing side of things what deals or things like that are going on, but this is somewhat of an abnormal prospect, it seems like, John Z. Like, this isn't just
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
no, he's a superstar already. Yeah. That's the thing. He's already a superstar. And I think the Bears need to embrace this and embrace the abnormality of it, because the reality is, once he gets in the building, once it's a Monday on game week, that all goes out the window. It doesn't matter. I mean, the only people in the building are Bears employees and the annoying people like us that hang out in that dark room with cubicles.
That makes you fall asleep. So, I mean, the idea of like the 30 visit, that's like a medical visit now, if you want to look at it that way, in terms of like the importance of it, the duration of it, the scope of it. It's different than other top 30 visits where you kind of take these guys around the office and introduce them to all sorts of different vice presidents and directors and whatnot. So, like, if you're another team like the Giants and you just want information on Caleb Williams, like, part of that is probably getting the medical on him, but I wonder where he cuts off his 30 visits. You know, like, is it just the Bears, Washington, and New England? That's it. Like, I'm not going anywhere else. Maybe there's a surprise fourth team. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, and that's where I'm trying to sort through the weeds a little bit on why the specific date. There seems to be a reluctance to say it publicly. My understanding is that there's some mutual dates that are out there that, you know, eventually it's going to happen. I don't think either side is really worried about it, but I wonder if some of this is having to do with what you're talking about, Johns. It's like, I think Caleb's team probably doesn't want to go on like even 10 visits, probably less than that.
Yeah. Some players go up to like 15 sometimes, some years.
Right. And it's like, I could totally understand it from his side too, being like, well, look, if I'm going to be a Bear, can this be the only visit I go on? You know what I mean? Like, why do I have to go to all these facilities, do all these medicals? Because every time you go to one, now you're getting another physical, another grueling day of workouts and whiteboard and all this stuff with a bunch of teams that you're not going to be on. So I understand that side of it. But yeah, it would be nice to know that this thing is a done deal and it's happening. And I know there was at least one report out there that it was going to happen by the end of this week. I'm not sure how that's possible, because I'm pretty sure the Bears contingent is going to be in Ann Arbor on Friday at J.J. McCarthy's pro day. And then they got Poles and Eberflus need to be in Florida by Sunday for the NFL annual meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. The schedule is kind of condensed here. And then at the end of next week, you have Drake May and Jaden Daniels pro day. So if the Bears are continuing their due diligence, I imagine that's on their list. Just while we're on it, since we're on the topic of just like conversations with Caleb Williams, something that he said like kind of interested me a little bit, where he's like, I didn't need to learn too much about the Bears. I'm paraphrasing totally here, but he seemed to suggest as much. Like, do you get the vibe from Caleb Williams still that that he likes the Bears. Like, this partnership could work from his perspective.
I mean, to answer your question directly, Caleb continues, when he speaks publicly, to not give any indication whatsoever that there's any type of problem here at all. Now, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask today. You know, do you have any concerns whatsoever about being drafted by the Bears? If just take you guys behind the scenes a little bit, the Caleb Williams media availability today was a little bit of a cluster F. they like had us along a rail, and he kind of just like made his way along the rail and then like really didn't answer that many questions and walked away. So, but the question and answer you're referring to was, you know, essentially like, what have you learned about the Bears? Which was one of the questions that I was going to ask too. And he turned it around. You know, I think there's some sensitivity from his side of this to not make it seem like I'm interviewing the Bears. They're interviewing me. And that was, so the answer was like, what have you learned about the Bears? And he was like, well, this is really more about them learning about me. It's more about them being comfortable with me. It's more about them feeling comfortable that they're going to invest a number one overall draft pick and all that money into me. They want to know that I'm the right guy for that. And that was his answer to that question. I thought that that was significant.
Yeah, here's the, I'll give you the full answer now. This is from Caleb Williams when asked about the time spent with Chicago Bears brass. Yeah, it was great. I didn't really need to learn too much, just building a relationship. They're trying to see if I'm the right fit to be the first pick as QB and possibly be the face of the franchise. They're trying to figure out if this is the guy they should invest all the time, energy, and effort and money into, which is obviously important in this situation. So it was great building relationships. That's the answer right there.
So, yeah. Yeah. To your point, the question was kind of the opposite, and he turned it around into that. So, again, either publicly or privately, I still have not heard anything at all legitimate about, you know, his team not wanting to come to Chicago. I think that that's pretty much BS at this point.
All right, I got one word to describe the workout, at least from what I was watching on NFL Plus. To me, it looked effortless. That's my word.
Yes.
Effortless. Like, you kept wanting to see him, like, rip a ball, but you know what? It just looked effortlessly thrown 60 yards down the field. And yes, the ball hit the ground a couple times, but he ended on a high note. He showed off a lot of different clubs, as they like to say, quarterback coaches like to say. He's got a lot of clubs in his bag. He knows how to, you know, change, well, forget direction, velocity, you know, arc, all of that. Showed it all off. So what did you see? You were there. You were on the sideline. What was it like?
Yeah, and to be clear, I'm definitely somebody who does not put a whole lot of stock into, you know, the results of the pro day. One of the reasons why I really like to see these guys, especially quarterbacks, throw in person, is to get that kind of just what you're talking about, that initial reaction. It's different when you see them in person. So, number one, effortless is a great way to put it. Comfortable is another way. I put in my newsletter, which is already out for CSGO diehards, said everything he does just looks easy to him, to us, or for him, with us watching. So in warmups, Johns, he was just randomly making some left-handed throws, just because he can. He can throw the ball left-handed sometimes, I guess, and that looked easy. And then during the workout, you mentioned the different clubs, whichever type of throw he was making, and he had 50 throws. I counted 46 completions. All four incompletions were deep balls. One of them was a drop. A couple of them maybe could have been caught if the routes were run a little bit better. So it was a great, even the results were great, even though I don't necessarily think that matters a whole lot. And then just to cap it off, because he's Caleb Williams, he the last snap he takes, he quick kicks a punt 43 yards downfield, again, just because he can, and it's easy for him. So everything he does comes easy. There's this sense of confidence. I've been at pro days, you've been at pro days, where there's almost this anxiety in the air. It's like abnormally quiet, like a library, and you could just tell like these.
I hate when they're inside, number one.
Yeah, and these draft prospects are nervous, and the vibe was just completely different today, especially during Caleb's part. He was just out there having fun, like he was just throwing the ball around to his friends. I mean, that's what stood out to me. And I think that swagger, I sensed the same thing at his press conference in Indianapolis. It was just like from that very first ridiculous question he got asked, he just brushes that stuff off. And I think so these questions that came up even back in the fall when we were talking to Josh Lucas, and he was telling us like, hey, whoever's the quarterback needs to be able to handle this city, understand and handle this market. Again, we're talking about a couple interactions here, so it's not the full story, but from what I can tell, the couple times now I've been around him, including today, nothing really phases this kid. And I think that's going to bode well in Chicago.
Hey, if you're like me, an outfit, good or bad, can impact your entire day. Wearing a starchy shirt, that just doesn't feel good. You're not comfortable. It's hard to look good and feel good at the same time. But that's where Roan comes in, because men's closets were due for a radical reinvention, and Roan stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, and truly versatile set of products known to man. They have products for every occasion. We're talking about the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, blazers. They look great as individual pieces that work seamlessly together. Roan's signature four-way stretch fabric is breathable, flexible, and works everywhere from your commute to work to even the 19th hole. It's time for unparalleled confidence without all the hassle. My favorite Roan shirt is this white dress shirt. Looks like a dress shirt, but it also looks casual at the same time. It's got anti-odor technology. They call it Gold Fusion, and it doesn't get wrinkled. It stays fresh and clean all day long. No lingering odors or anything like that. The Commuter Collection is easy to care for while staying fresh and odor-free. The Commuter Collection can get you through any workday, straight to whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/Adam. Use promo code Adam to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to Roan. That's rhone.com/Adam. Use code Adam. It is time to find your corner office comfort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Just a quick thought, like on his warm-up routine. Like when I went and saw him in South Bend, I had never seen a warm-up routine like quite like it. Like Drake Mays was a bit different. JJ McCarthy's in Indianapolis was a bit different. Drake May was just a good portion of it. It was him just throwing like bombs straight bombs. And I saw Caleb do some of that, especially towards the end of his workout, like a lot of rolls to his left, rollouts to his right, and going deep. And but he had this one early on in his like pre-game routine where he's just doing all these different like arm angle things, right? All in the goal line, all in the end zone. I'd never seen anything like it, just in terms of him warming that up, like warming up like sidearm throws, underhand throws, and he's just throwing to guys in like in the back of the end zone. So to your left-handed point, I think this is what he kind of does. Like, he has fun out there, but it's also there's some method to his madness, I would think.
Yeah, I assume so. I mean, he was out there pretty early. You know, that was another one of my observations from Poles and Eberflus and really the whole Bears contingent. Like, this comes as no surprise, but I mean it very literally. Like, they were there to see Caleb Williams. So this whole thing started with the offensive line workouts. So you have your 40 times, you have your offensive line workouts, then you have the timing drills for the skill position players. There was defensive workouts. There was all this stuff kind of going on before Caleb got out there with the wide receivers. And that entire time, like, Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus were just like talking to people. Like, they weren't locked in on anyone else. They were having conversations with other people around, running into like Cliff Kingsbury, people like that. Dan Quinn was around, like, you know, people from other teams, other scouts, like whatever it was. It wasn't until Caleb really started throwing that the Bears and this big contingent they had got locked in. And then they kind of fanned the field a little bit. Shane Waldron and Thomas Brown were along the sideline. Ian Cunningham stayed in the corner. Then Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles went near the goal line behind where Caleb was throwing. And that's where they ended up talking to Lincoln Riley throughout a lot of the throwing session. So, you know, it was kind of this very casual vibe even from the Bears until it was time to lock in on Caleb Williams. You know, it must have only been like 20 minutes of throwing when it was all said and done.
You know what that visual reminded me of? Because I saw the picture and like every end zone view, the opposite end zone view of Caleb Williams, you can see Matt Eberflus just like 10 yards behind him. He's like in every single shot. Yeah. Remember that picture that Matt Nagy had with Ryan Day when Justin Fields is going through his workout?
Yes.
You know, and how that relationship and just the info gathering off the head coach. Like, I thought of that when I saw the picture of Poles and Eberflus talking to Lincoln Riley, which I imagine they've had multiple conversations at this point. I thought about Matt Nagy and Ryan Day connecting over Justin Fields.
And I'll give you even more. Like, I haven't gotten a chance to meet this guy yet, and I maybe should know who he is at this point. But there's a guy, I don't know if he's like Caleb's manager or something, but he was walking with him in Indy at the combine. He was out there on the field with him today. He may have been in some TV shots wearing a Lakers hat. This guy was, now he was interacting with Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus like they had known each other for a while, unlike the Carl Williams interaction. And where I'm going with this is like, whether it was Keenan Allen with this guy, or when Caleb came up and they said hi, like, it was obvious that like the Bears were the team that was the center of attention, not Washington. Now, granted, I wasn't watching Cliff Kingsbury the whole time or Dan Quinn the whole time, but like, I didn't see this break off like huddle around the team employees in the same way that the Bears had going on pretty much the entire day in the corner of the field. So I just thought that was really noticeable. Like, this was a day about the Bears. It wasn't about Washington moving up one spot or anything like that to pull off this heist for Caleb Williams. I didn't even really see them talking to the Washington personnel at all. And that's saying something because Cliff Kingsbury was coaching Caleb Williams, you know, 3 months ago.
All right. I know you got to go. Let's end it with this. My favorite interaction that I saw, at least on camera, was like the end of it. All right. This is Caleb Williams. It's over. He's high-fiving his teammates. He says goodbye to Adam Peters. He says goodbye to Cliff Kingsbury. Then comes Flus. I think Harry Joseph is in there at some point. There's a hug for Ryan Poles. Then he goes back to his teammates. Back to his teammates. And all of a sudden, there's more teammates. Like, his linemen come running in from where I don't know. And they're jumping all over him. His center, they start to grapple like they're like high school wrestlers. And he takes them down. You're like, oh, well, don't do that. But he pops right up. Then he starts dancing with another teammate. Like interactions that if you're a scout, media member, what have you, GM, coach, that's like that's what you want to see. Like those interactions that you can't get anywhere else. Like, what did you see? Did you see more of that?
Well, I did see more of that because after he talked to the media and things kind of calmed down, a lot of people left. The Bears were already gone at that point, so they didn't even see this. I think it was probably the same teammate. He tried and went to get revenge on him by trying to tackle him later. Because I actually missed that initial interaction with his teammates because we were all kind of scrambling to get in a position in that media scrum. You know, you had to box people out, use your elbows a little bit to try to get in position to talk to him. I kind of saw it going on.
That would be Justin Dedich's center.
Yeah, and so he went back later and I think tried to tackle him like for revenge. So, and then on top of that, too, is I would just say, and I don't know how much of this got picked up on the mics on the field, on the TV coverage, but his teammates were openly cheering and like hollering when he was completing some of these tougher throws, especially the downfield ones. And at one point, he kind of almost looked over at them a little embarrassed, too, or like, come on, man. Like, and that was kind of building throughout the workout. It was one of those things, like, you could tell it was going really well. And it was just like, there's sort of like this little buzz that was building throughout the entire workout, which is in contrast to what I was talking about a few minutes ago, where some of these pro days, especially inside, are just like these library settings. And there's like anxiety in the air. Nobody seems to necessarily be having a ton of fun. And this one really, from start to finish, had this very different, let's call it Hollywood. We're close to Hollywood here, like kind of Hollywood vibe, like superstars walking around, and Keenan Allen's agent, I don't know if you saw the photo, she was wearing a Death Row Records jacket, I've been to Northwestern's Pro Day like almost every year until this year, and I'm like, this is not the scene we have in Evanston for these Pro Days.
Yeah. You know, I know you got to run. Like, I don't think this is acting either. Just stick with that Hollywood analogy. Because I look back at my notes from the Notre Dame game. And, like, those interactions we saw with his center, like, I made note of positive interactions with Caleb Williams. Like, they had a ton of interaction, like, before, during, after the game, throughout. Number 57, Dedich. So, something to think of just in terms of what he could be as a team leader.
Well, and I'll leave you with this too, John. It's like this gets back to like the Bears kind of having to embrace this guy and everything that comes with them, because this is going to kind of be how games are, I think, going forward. Like sort of more cutaways to celebrities up in the skyboxes or on the field before games. I mean, there's going to be a lot of attention that comes with it, and I don't see why, if you're the Bears, you shy away from it at all. And I keep coming back to Kevin Warren on all this because, like, Kevin Warren is literally friends with LeBron James. Okay. He is well versed and connected in this type of world that exists. And I think he fully understands the benefits of it that would, what would come for the Chicago Bears. Of course, they got to win and all that, but I don't see any reason to doubt that it's going to be a problem.
Adam Hoge's telling you, embrace it, everybody. Embrace the celebrity.
Embrace the opposite of sucking. I don't... Just dive into everything the Bears have not been for the last 10 years. Like, what's wrong with that, right? Please, for the love of God, it's okay. It's okay. It's going to be all good, and I mean, honestly, and almost lost in all this sometimes. It's just like Caleb Williams is a really good player.
Yeah. Yeah. You saw that in a few of his throws today. Even though it's a pro day, can't get too carried away. You got to go, man?
Yeah, I got to go. So I guess we'll just wrap it up right now. Please follow. You guys have some coverage, too. Follow it on The Athletic, theathletic.com/HoganJohns. You can get everything that Nick and I wrote at allchgo.com, including my newsletter that's already out for you. We, of course, had a live show on CHGO when everything wrapped up earlier today, too. So I encourage you to look for all that and all of our merch, HogeandJohns.com. We have something new coming for you, by the way, there that I didn't even know was coming. A listener emailed Obvious Shirts with a suggestion, and they're coming. And maybe by our next episode, we'll have them live for you. So be on the lookout for that, HogeandJohns.com. In the meantime, I think this is it for this week, but we're going to be at the owners' meetings next week. And you know what that usually means. I think we're having a sit down with Matt Eberflus again. I think that's happening. So be on the lookout for all of our coverage and our episodes next week from Orlando, Florida. Looking forward to that. Hope everybody enjoys the week and enjoy the basketball that's coming too with the NCAA tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
We got our man.
Hey, hey. Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.